Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Chobi from the Cannes Festival, from the film market. I'm here with Osnat Bukhavter from Israel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Osnat, you are the head of international relations for the Rabinovich Fund, and here in Cannes, you were entitled to manage all the panels, and you are also entitled to follow up of the Italian-Israeli agreement on co-production, which you presented a couple of days ago in a panel. And can you tell us something more about this Italian-Israeli collaboration?
So we decided, after we found out that we have an agreement between Italy and Israel, a co-production agreement, that we will not doing enough in a matter of doing, not only being. So we met the Ministry of Culture, Italy Ministry of Culture, during MIA Market, and we have during the meeting we decided that we will find a way to collaborate and find a mutual subject to start an active this cooperation and agreement. So during the Berlinale we met again, and then we decided that we will have three focuses. First one, it's going to be in Jerusalem Film Festival. A delegate from Italy, from official offices, and from a producer and directors will arrive to Jerusalem Film Festival. Jerusalem Film Festival will honor Bertolucci with a retrospective and will screen a few of his films that had a restoration, and one documentary film, and also a newcoming director from Italy. So Jerusalem Film Festival will screen around between 8 to 10 Italian films, and we will have a day of panels during the festival. So the Israeli producer and the Italian producer will meet, find mutual subject, and will start activate the disagreement, and that will be during Jerusalem Film Festival. Then during MIA Market in October, a delegate from Israel will arrive to MIA Market, and we will do the opposite by finding out mutual films that are looking for co-producers to be shot either in Israel or in Italy. And the third one is Roma Lazio Fund and the Israeli Cinema Project Rabinovich Fund decided to have a region co-production develop agreement, and each of the fund is giving €10,000 to develop a project that would be a co-production. So each of the fund will announce about this initiative, and they will get a lot of script, each of the fund. Each of the fund will make a selection, and then it will be five from Israel, five from Italy. So then a mutual
kind of committee.
We'll choose one from Israel, one from Italy. And the two screenwriters that will win it will go either to Italy or Israel to learn a little bit, to meet producers, to understand what the script will look like. And the rest of the money they will get to write the script.
And so basically those potential two scripts that come out from this development agreement could then apply to for co-production.
This is the thing. Yeah, right. And this, I'm sure, will start to the screenwriter and producer will even start thinking about coming to the other country. This is the idea.
I have a question that maybe it's out of. But I'm trying anyway. Which was the cause, in your opinion, that of this not happening practical of the co-production agreement?
I will tell you. I tell you. I think because of habits, the Israeli producers get used to work with France, Poland, and Germany. Mm-hmm. And we have 20 co-production agreement with 20 countries.
But you always work with the same three.
Yeah, but it's always so we said enough. I'm sure the Poland, the French, and the German are hating us.
Oh, come on, the Israeli
again. That's right. So, and then we also understand from. I was traveling from festival to understand how we could activate all those agreements, and I understand the only way is just to do. And as Yola and Maria was very happy, we sent them an email, and the minute we sent them an email, we got an email, yes, let's do something.
Yeah, because I think that every single country needs additional, I mean, yeah. not additional, but a new push into the agreements they do.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think that this situation that Israel has, is the same one that Italy has. We always co-produce with France, with Spain, with, you know, well, we have a slightly wider range as Italian. But and how about are you doing this kind of reaching out also with other European countries?
Yes, we are doing it also with. We don't have an agreement with Albania, mm-hmm. but we decided to do something with the Albanian, and maybe we will have. It does not matter. It's a very small. Industry, but also with the Greek, mm-hmm. also with the Canadian, although we have a few co-production with them, but you know, too, and also with the Austrian and mm-hmm. Belgium. Mm-hmm. But this will be later on. Now we are focusing on Italy, and this initiative will also, we learn from it.
How to do the other one. Listen, how is the reception of Italian cinema in Israel in terms of like not industry but like people, like audience and distribution?
In Israel, people love the Italian cinema, but I think in the last few years we had less and less Italian film. I don't know why. What is the reason?
Are you going through as a country as kind of through a struggle of on theatrical distribution as Italy and many European countries are going through?
Yeah. I think so. You know, Netflix and all the other Amazon etc. are taking out or stopping people to go to see art house, and it's not small films but small budget films.
Yeah.
And you really need to put a lot of money in this when you distribute the film publication.
Yeah. And the PA is always like the big.
Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes the distributor thinks that it's not worth to put such amount of money in the film, and it disappeared. Although we have this, I don't remember his name in English, about the phone, the people that put the phone on the table.
Yeah, the Perfect Sconosciuti,
Perfect Strangers, yes. And this was the biggest hit in Israel ever.
Yeah, well, you know, Italian that one was the biggest hit basically all over the world, mm-hmm. because it was such a huge event.
Yeah, yeah, but it was like it was bigger than American film.
Oh, you really?
It's number one.
Oh, good. Very
happy. Yeah. So
we're very happy to hear this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. I just found out it here in Cannes that this sold the on. It's 2018 or 17.
17.
So in. I think we released it at 18 at the beginning of 18. So it sold more than 500,000 tickets. Or 500,000 tickets. That is a lot of tickets.
It's a lot of tickets anywhere besides Israel.
Yeah.
So basically, the next steps are that this the development agreement between Roma Lazio and Israeli will be active on which dates?
What did you ask? The
development.
The development is between beginning of July. Okay. We will announce it.
And then in
August we will read it.
Okay.
And then until October we will close it. We hope to announce the winners on the MIA market.
Okay.
This is the intention. Yeah.
While for the biggest co-production agreement between Italy and Israel, which are the next steps?
As much as I know now, from October, since we started this, there are at least 3 or 4 co-productions between producers. One is Avi Nesher's films that will be shooting, I think, in the beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And one is between Italy, Poland, and Israel.
Yeah.
And 2 more that are still in development, of the beginning of development, but this is a lot.
But is there a number of co-production that you want to follow? I mean, not more than 5 co-production a year, or you don't care?
No, we don't care, as long as it will be good film.
Well, which is a good way of choosing,
actually. Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks
a lot
to Hosnat Bukovtsev from the Israel Film Office and from the Rabinovich Fund. I'm Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.